We're in our underground bunker. We don't let too many people in here. But this morning, we are going to let an old friend of the show. We've run into him before at the Texas Motor Speedway and other locations.
He's out there loitering.
It's Dutch Pentameter. Come on in, Dutch.
Oh,
it's our old buddy, hey, Dutch.
Oh, hey, guys. You got Rice Krispie treats over there?
That's cool. We do have some Rice Krispie treats, Dutch.
We sure do.
Did you make them?
I didn't. I bought these, Dutch, but you're welcome to have some if you'd like.
Well, I'll snag me a couple. Thank you.
We first ran into Dutch at Texas Motor Speedway where he said he was working out in the infield.
Yeah, working out in the infield. And I don't know, I think he worked on the cars there or he lifted weights or I don't know what he was doing.
Well, I was mowing the infield.
Oh, mowing the infield.
You were.
Okay. All right. Well, what brings you by today, Dutch? It seems odd that you would somehow find our bunker here in the middle of lockdown.
I had to get away from my wife. She is driving me crazy.
Yeah, you always have a contentious relationship with her, don't you?
Yeah, but I haven't spoken to her in about a week and a half.
Oh, why not? Hmm.
Well, I don't want to interrupt her.
Okay. Where's his rim shot, Craig?
I like it.
So she talks a lot, does she?
Yeah, we don't get along too well. She gets mad at me all the time. Last week. She packed my bags, told me to get out. And as I'm walking out the door, she said, Dutch, I hope you die a long, slow, painful death. And I said, oh, so now you want me to stay. She got mad and she threw a big tire at me. Couldn't believe it.
Oh, wow. Threw a tire at you. That's
terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, threw a tire.
Do you like her, though? I mean, do you get along at all with her? Or?
Not so much anymore. You see, my wife is kind of a hippie, and she grosses me out. Actually, you know what the difference is between my wife and a hockey player? Hmm. A hockey player will shower after three periods.
Dutch, sir,
we may ask you to leave the bunker here, Dutch.
I'm just warning you.
You're walking out of that limb,
I'm
and we're
kidding,
not so sure.
Guys.
Just warning you. Do you just hate all women?
I love women. I'm just joking. But women are like parking spaces. When all the good ones are taken, you sometimes have to put it in a disabled one.
Dutch?
What the heck, Dutch?
You have crossed the line, Dutch.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you apologize.
Right. Yeah, you apologize.
Just go easy here. We're on live on the air right now.
You like being married. I guess you don't like being married. I don't know.
Well, you don't like my jokes. Can I at least tell you a story?
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right.
I worked in a pickle factory for several years. That was one of my jobs before mowing the infield and building a truck, is I used to work in a pickle factory.
Okay.
So one day I confessed to my wife that I had a terrible urge to stick my penis into the pickle slicer. Now, we've all wanted to do that before.
I've never wanted to do that.
Y'all haven't worked at a pickle factory.
I guess not. True. It could get to you after a while.
So she suggested that I see a therapist to talk about it, but, you know, I didn't want to. A few weeks later, I come home, and I'm shaking. Something happened at work. And my wife said, what's wrong, Dutch? I said, remember how I told you about my urge to put my penis into the pickle slicer? She gasped, and she said, my God, Dutch, what happened? And I told her I got fired. She said, no, Dutch, I mean, what happened with the pickle slicer? And I said, oh, she got fired, too.
All right. Okay, so...
But your wife didn't like that.
Your wife may have had the wrong impression as to what you were confessing.
Yeah, but you know what they say. Marriages are like fat people. Most of them don't work out.
All right, Dutch. We're going to have to ask you to leave, okay?
Oh, Brad just got here.
Yeah, I know, but you're very offensive and we distance.
Well, let me
you.
Grab some of these snacks. I'll leave.
Okay, leave! Dutch, get out of here!
He's too offensive to have back on.
Just too offensive.
Oh, Dutch. You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
It seems like we run into Dutch every time that Blake either engineers or produces for us.
I hadn't really thought about that.
That's weird.
I don't know about that.
He went to the bathroom. It was really weird, and then he came back. I don't know what that was all about.
I don't know.
Bad acting.
Okay. Come on, man.
Come on. Let us play radio.
Yay,
Dutch. Dutch Pentameter back and better than ever. 8:45 on the ticket.